The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tafsamach Aleph. Kol malachos she'isha oisa labayla, all malachos that a woman normally performs for her husband, nida oisa labayla. A woman who's a nida when she's oser to be together with her husband, still she's allowed to do it for her husband, chutz mizigas hakos, with the exception of mizigas hakos. Mizigas hakos, we see from this Gemara, there's an action which is oser for a woman who is a nida to perform for a husband, and the halacha is that tu'adin is oser for a husband to perform for a wife when the wife is a nida. What is mizigas hakos? So Rashi doesn't explain much. Rashi says that Chachamim asked a wife to do mizigas hakos for a husband. They asked dvarim shal kiru v'chiba. Out of the harchaka, the gzeira, that the husband and the wife should keep a certain distance with the time when they are usher to be with each other. Now, therefore, Chazal said things that are dvarim shal kiru v'chiba are usher. And that's the hagdora of this iser. But the actual definition of mezigas hakos is depends on a machlokes rishonim. Mezigas hakos technically means pouring a kais, which in the times of the Gemara, and in the Gemara, the Pashup Shat, what it means is that in the times of the Gemara they had wine, and the wine needed to be diluted with water. So you have to take the wine, pour it into a cup, and take water, whatever amount of water, whatever the percentage is, take the water, pour it into the wine, mix it together, so that the wine will become drinkable, and that is the mezigas hakos, that's mezigas kais of the kais of the yayin, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. But the actual iser, what the Gemara says, that there's a certain action that it's also for a nida, a woman who's a nida, performed for a husband. So this is a matter of dispute. Taisus over here brings, in the name of Magzer Vitri says, Pirush Rav Shmaya Shohyan Nizar Rashi. Rashi was careful. Afilush Lolitein Mafteach Miyodi Liyoda. Rashi was careful that when his wife was in nida and she was usher to him, he would not hand her anything directly. In fact, the Rashi, it would seem Rashi is explaining the Gemara. After the Gemara over here says Mezigas HaKos, the Gemara gives examples of different things that are meirom or machmer are not to do when the wives are in nida. Says Shmuel Mechafalei Devisu Biyodu the smaller, that by Shmuel his wife would present him the kite with her left hand instead of usually doing the right hand, and Abaye Manchalei Apum Dekuvo, they would place in different places. They would do some sort of shinui in the way that they placed the cup in front of him. So Rashi would seem, Taisus understands from Rashi, the Magzer Vitri understands from Rashi, understands that the Isser Mezigas HaKos is not the actual pouring and the mixing of the wine together with the water per se, and the Isser is the presentation, bringing for the husband, to bring to the wife, for the wife to bring to the husband something, this Kos, which was prepared for him, that is the Dover Shachiba, and therefore you're not allowed to bring it, the husband or the wife, one to the other, they're not allowed to bring this kais shal yayin, and Rashi holds we would extend this issa would extend to handing anything directly from one to the other. Any object Rashi would say is awesome. Taisa says that it doesn't seem appear to him that issa would apply to anything. They wouldn't, person wouldn't be allowed to hand anything over from the husband to the wife or the wife to the husband. So therefore Taisa says shayin mizigas hakos. Mezigas HaKos is different. Shehudavar shel chiba va'asura afilu lahavi lefanav al ha'shulchan. Says Taisus, the Isra over here is that something which is davar shel chiba, like Mezigas HaKos, like this kais of wine, it's usur for the wife to bring and place in front of the husband. So according to Taisus, the Isra of Mezigas HaKos, Taisus does not mention the actual pouring and the mixing of the wine. Taisus says that the Isra is placing it in front of him, and that's the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the Amiram would do it in a way with the Shinui, that their wives would give it to them with the Shinui, they would do it in a way which is different than usually did. In such a case, they would show that there's not so much Kirv, not so much Chiva, and therefore it would be Mutter. The Rosh over here brings a different opinion. The Rosh says that the Rosh says also the Isser is only Dvarim Shachiva, the Isser is not any type of Hashato, any type of handing something, Miyad Miyad, is not Osir, Maker Adin. However, the Rosh says the Dvarim Shachiva, the Derech Chiva was the actual mixing of the wine. Not necessarily placing it in front, that wasn't the Isser. The Isser is taking and the Tircha, the effort, and the time and effort it took to put the wine together to mix the water with the wine. That's the derech chiba, and it's offer for a wife to do that for a husband. And the Rosh says not only is it offer for the wife to do that for the husband, it's offer even if it was not done in front of the husband, since it's derech chiba, and the meziga itself, the pouring itself, is derech chiba. Therefore, it's also even if, say, if the wife did it in the kitchen and brought it into the dining room, brought it into a different room, the Rosh says that would still be awesome. So those are the opinion of the Rashi and the Tais and the Rosh. And we have fourth opinion, which is brought down in the Ramban, he brings down in the name of the Yireim, brought down other Rishonim, that it says that the Isser is only to do both together, to do Meziga and Hoshata. If a person does, his wife does Meziga and Hoshata, together they consist of an action of Dvarim Shachiba, that's Zerah Chiba, which is Aser. However, only to do Meziga, or only to do Hoshata, do one without the other, that will be Mutter. These are the four different Mahalachim of the Rishayim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber brings down this Halacha in Yerideya, Simikuf Tzadikei. And the way that the Shulchan Aruch brings it down is that it's also for a wife to place the kois in front of the husband. That's the Isser of Mezigas HaKois that's done in front of him. The Ramah adds that it has to, the Isser is obviously only in front of. And it would seem that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the opinion of Tosfos, that the Isser of Mezigas HaKois is primarily an Isser to place the kais in front of him. Now the poiskim, the Taz and the Shach discuss, is this Isser of Mezigas HaKois, of placing things in front of the husband, or husband placing things in front of the wife, is this halacha specifically by drinks, or does this halacha apply to foods too? Now Lamaisa, the Rashba says that even in drinks, this halacha only applies to wine. It does not apply to other drinks. As we mentioned earlier, the derech chiba is because wine was something that needed a certain amount of preparation. It needed to be diluted, needed to be mixed together. So therefore the Rashba says that this halacha only applies to wine, does not apply to other drinks. And according to the Rashba's understanding, the Shach says it would only apply to drinks, it would not apply to food. And in fact, the Taz says that taka only applies to drinks and not applies to food. So the other place can say that we don't pass back the Rashba, and that other drinks are definitely usher. Place can say that water is different, water is mutter, but other things, other types of drinks are usher. Therefore, other drinks a wife is not allowed to place in front of the husband, and whether the wife is allowed to bring food in front of the husband, a yishata of macholim of food, not drinks, that is a machloikas in the Taz and the Shach. The Taz says that it is mutter, and the Shach says that it is osir. Now, even the Shach that says that osir says, obviously, this is only when it's done derech chiba, only when you bring something specifically for the husband. However, if you bring a serving plate, which has food, which is supposed to be, which the husband is not the only one who's going to eat from it, he's going to take his own food, he's going to put it on his plate. Or if you would bring a pitcher of wine or a bottle of wine from which the husband is going to pour it into his cup, so that would not be also. The Isser is only when it's derech chiba, when it's brought specifically from the wife to the husband and the husband to the wife. But to bring something in general for everyone who's sitting at the table, that will not be an Isser. What's not clear from the Peskim, Shulchan Aruch, what's not clearly brought, is that, as we mentioned before, that we have a machloikis here. We have a machloikis, what is Mezigas HaKois? The Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosis, that Mezigas HaKois means placing the kois in front of the husband, placing the kois in front of the wife, that's the Isser. However, we said that there really are different opinions here. Some shita say that it's placing it, that's the Isser. Some shita say that it's the actual pouring, that's the Isser. And some shita say that it's only both together, that's the Isser. So true that the Machaber paskins that even just doing hashata, just placing it in front of the husband is asr. However, would there be a reason for a person to be machmir and say that they're not, they would be usur even just to do miziga and not vishat? Like the sheet of the Rosh. The Rosh says that the actual mixing, the drink, is usur even if it's not in front of the husband. So this would be, you have a practical application, it would be mutter for one spouse to make a tea or a coffee, assuming we would consider that these drinks are not considered just straight water, they would be considered other types of drinks, they would be included in Shar Mashkin. In such a case, would it be mutter for one spouse to make the coffee or the tea or some other type of drink like that in without bringing it to the husband, because that would that be considered a meziga? And would we say that it would be a reason to be machmir on meziga even without hashat? Obviously, meziga together with hashat, the hashat itself would be awesome. But the question would we allow meziga without hashat? And in fact, in the Pesukim Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't really say clearly that there is any such issur. And from the fact that it's not brought down, it would seem that it would be mutter. However, there are some Pesukim who say that there is a reason to be machmir. There's mashmois in the Levush and other Kiddush Shulchan Aruch and other Pesukim who do say it's to be machmir. However, there is, they say, even if you would say that there would be a reason to be machmir, there is a sad to be mekul. There is a kula here, because the Ramah says that this isur mezigas hakoyis is only usur if it's befanav, if it's in front of the husband. And that halacha is true. Even though the Rosh himself said that meziga is usur, even if it's not in front of the husband, but this much is true, that we paskin, the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch is that the isur meziga hakoyis is only if it's done befanav, in front of the husband. Therefore, if somebody would do a meziga and mix the wine, or mix a different drink in front of the husband, that would be awesome. But to do a meziga, shaloi b'fanov, in a different room from the husband, and do a meziga without aishato, kinira from the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim, that there would not be any ister involved in such a thing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.